Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
Welcome. The time now is 7:30, councillors.
Sorry?
I will commence the meeting. Is there, I'll ask for apologies and leave of absence.
No apologies, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Declarations of any pecuniary interest, other interest, conflict of interest of any councillor. Nil. Staff reports. 3.1 staff reports. Contract number 17/032 for the Malcolm Waves Leisure Centre amenities renewal and ancillary works. The report will be brought to us by General Manager for Planning and Development, Mr. Luke Shannon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This report presents to Council a tender evaluation for renewal and maintenance works at the Melton Waves Leisure Centre in the Melton Township. Madam Mayor, the report sets out some of the details of what's proposed to be undertaken, and these are scheduled works, I should point out, that have been included as part of our renewal budget for this financial year. The particular works are summarised on page 3, which involve a number of works, particularly around the pool hall and in the toilet amenity facilities, including replacement of floor and wall tiles, replacement of sanitary fixtures and fittings, painting, replacement of light fittings, rust rectifications around a number of steel columns, installation of a steel balustrade, and improvements to a number of the internal garden beds throughout the centre. Madam Mayor, the proposed works or the specification have been advertised or have been promoted through the Construction Suppliers Register, which is a state government register. Three tender submissions were received as summarised on page number 4. The appendice attached to Council's report provides further particulars of the evaluation, but in summary, Madam Mayor, two of the tender submitters were interviewed, and the preferred tenderer is recommended for the award of the project, which is FNG Group. Madam Mayor, you'll be aware that there's been significant consultation within the community and the users of the Waves facility because there will be some disruption as those works take place. The pool hall will be closed for approximately 4 weeks from roughly mid-May through to mid-June, and the change rooms and toilet facilities will be closed for a further 8 weeks beyond that. So there will be some disruption that's been managed through the provision of temporary facilities and close engagement with the user groups and the community generally to make sure they're well aware of these necessary works. So, Madam Mayor, the recommendation is, as presented on page number 3, that the contract be awarded to FNG Group for the amount of $595,000 and $99, excluding GST. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any council seek further clarification on this item?
Madam Mayor, I do have a question in regards to on page 5, it talks about the council's building component renewal program for 16-17, about the 1.208. What other assets are included in this program, or is it just purely for Melton Waves?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the council has in place a asset management system that evaluates the status of all our assets, and we have many of those, some 200 odd buildings and hundreds of kilometres of roads and many hectares of park. So we prioritise those each year to ensure that they are maintained in a fit and serviceable manner. As pointed out on page 5, there's an allocation in the current financial year of $1.2 million for the maintenance of those assets that we have, based on the evaluation that we've done over many years. The report goes on to point out that the cost of works at the Waves is slightly more than we anticipated when we framed the budget. However, through managing the renewal budget through the financial year, we can cater for that minor increase within the existing budget, so there'll be no adverse impact on any other facilities and assets that need to be maintained this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Madeley. Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ms. Canalis, question is, over the last 10 years, what actually have we spent on the waves, if we're looking at risk analysis and risk, the maintenance component, and what could we expect in the future? And so what I'm looking for is actually the last 10 years in budget or expenditures, and how bad is how bad?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I don't have at my disposal now an evaluation of how much money has been expended. Clearly, we do have that information, and I can certainly provide that to Council. Our asset management system also projects into the future what we anticipate spending, and again, I don't have that at my disposal, but that is certainly available to councillors. As you, the waves facility is in excess of 20 years old, and as a facility like that ages, it becomes increasingly expensive to maintain, and we've certainly expended significant money on the replacement of plant over the last number of years. And there's no doubt the centre, and this was identified in Council's aquatic strategy adopted recently, that it will require a significant reinvestment in the forthcoming years. But I'm certainly happy to furnish Council with the particulars of how much we've expended in the last number of years.
If you can indulge me, Madam Mayor, the last part is obviously where we would have concerns, is that, right, a report into the future to actually give us some sort of analysis of, again, what are our expenditure options going to be going forward. If that could be made available, I'm more than happy to review it at a later date.
Yep. I'm not sure the question is...
I think that was more of a statement which I agree to. Oh, Councillor Carver, sorry.
That's all right. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, what was... I don't know which officer to exec to direct this to, but when was the last time that there was any works done at the Melton Waves? Was there not some work, I think, was it end of last year?
Madam Mayor, if I may, probably touch on a couple, if I can, Councillor Hardy and Councillor Carley. Probably about 5 or 6 years ago, Council allocated in excess of $1 million for the main hall refurb. A number of years prior to that, there was a dry space extension for the gym, and I'm probably going back 8 to 9, at a guess, without getting the documentation out. Every year, there would most likely be around $80,000 or $100,000 thereabouts for the mechanical works that are works behind the plant room. And Mr. Shannon talked about some of those, so that's always going to be an ongoing recurrent program. And of course the building gets refresher works each time it goes forward. Saying that, there's also a component within the contract that the aquatics management group need to maintain, and that's around about $120,000 or $130,000, plus the cleaning and plus some other activities that they must do through the contract. So aquatics are costly to maintain, especially around wet areas and pool halls, and especially when you have a wave pool and generation equipment that sits behind that building that probably most wouldn't see. And the investment in there is probably around about $8 to $10 million, I would suggest, at today's value. Is that okay, Madam Mayor?
One more. I think that answers. Does that answer your question? Councillor Mayley.
Just one more question. Mr. Shannon said that there was some favourable outcomes of other projects. Off the top of your head, do you know any in particular that were favourable projects that we basically, that's what it's saying, we saved some money?
Again, Madam Mayor, I don't have the particulars to hand, but that can be readily provided to councillors.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Bushy.
Madam Mayor, I'm just wondering, since this is a significant project, whether there can be a requirement, if there isn't one already, that we can place on FNG Group to hire some of the local workforce, whether it's through a labour hire agency that has local people, labourers, in the local community in the city of Melton. Can is that already as part of the contract process something that we do, or can it be something that we can do for this particular project, since it's a very sizely and expensive project?
I don't know if it hasn't been written into the tender, whether it's still. Ms. Denyer? Notice how Ms. Jing has taken the paper version and not the computer version.
I have, Madam Mayor. For this particular one, because the documents have already gone out and that special condition is not written in there, we wouldn't be able to put it in now without making that available to all tenderers again. So we've already put forward what the conditions are, and these three have accepted it on that basis. We'd have to reissue.
You couldn't make an amendment to the existing one?
Not when there's
two. Because we're not talking about something that's going to favour one over another. We're just saying, can they use the local workforce to support our local economy and our local people?
When can I just have a go? When people have obviously given a quote for what's for them, they might be all using their own labour force or something along that line. It might cost them more to appoint some locals. And it hasn't been written into what they took away from us with, so they obviously didn't cater for that.
We could do it. We would have to reissue, and that would delay it.
Notification has already gone out, though, via media release on web pages and others, that the closure is going to commence on the 15th or 16th of May.
I would proffer, Madam Mayor, if I might, that it's also in the nature of these works that a great deal of them are specialist works, and I'm assuming that the company, in preparing their tender, has used suppliers to give them a base that they don't have within the company. So to suggest to them that they now go out and resource prices and availability from local suppliers when the contract works are scheduled to commence within 7 days, I think would be an unrealistic expectation. It's also highly unlikely that they would be able to source the expertise required that would be able to meet their standards in such a short time frame. They would have approved suppliers that they've verified, checked, used before, etc., in putting together the tender. It totally changes the context of the tender, and I don't think it would be commercially appropriate or fair to expect them to absorb that impact.
I just think that this council needs to get smarter about using local workforce for significant works. We are responsible for ratepayers' money, and if we can support local people and local jobs, and you know, this project is obviously going to be using particular parts, hardware parts or whatever, and we can give that business to local small businesses in our community, then we're doing ourselves a favour. So if that's something that we can look at for future projects of this magnitude, I think that would be favourable to our the members of our community.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, through you, Madam Mayor. The company is already under the Construction Supplier Registry, which is maintained by the state government, and the subcontractors also registered because of the peculiarities of the work. And that there's also, subsequent to that, there's a new direction within the state government on hiring of apprentices. We should be encouraging, if it is too late to have it actually documented, but we should be encouraging all contractors in future to use local labour where possible, and to have those registered under the state government register, and also apprentices.
I will point out that this municipality has been the first and to date the only council in the state of Victoria to include social procurement clauses in our recurrent contracts, being the major contracts, which actually create the opportunity for longer term ongoing apprenticeships, traineeships and employment. This is a very finite term contract, and whilst it may work for the supply of materials, in terms of labour, it's it's not the type of contract where you're going to achieve employment outcomes in the local community, because it's 8 weeks, and you know, and it's skilled labour. It's not labour, you know, it's not traineeships. It's skilled labour. So I guess that's the context.
No, I get that, Mr. Tory. Tiles are going to need people to remove them. If that means we get five local unemployed people removing tiles and getting paid award rates, that's going to be a good outcome for our community. So I'm not talking about, you know, hundreds of people. I'm talking about, you know, if we can do whatever we can as a council to provide those opportunities, then I think it's going to be a more favourable outcome for our community.
Thank you, Councillor Bushy. Maybe we could look at something like that with future tenders. Any other clarification sought by councillors? Okay, the recommendation before us, councillors, is there a mover and a seconder?
Madam Mayor, I so move that the to award the contract number 17032 for the Melton Waves Leisure Centre and Amenities Renewal and Ancillary Works to FNG Group Proprietary Limited for the amount of $595,099, excluding GST. And further to that, delegate the Chief Executive Officer the task of execution of all relevant contract documentation.
Thank you. The motion before us has been moved by Councillor Hardy, and Councillor DeSantis would like to second it.
I'd like to second that, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the motion before us, councillors, has moved by Councillor Hardy, seconded by Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor wish to speak to the motion? All those in favour of the motion? The motion's carried. Can I call a division, please? Division's been called by the Mayor, Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Carley, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Mendes, Councillor Turner, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Maidlick and Councillor Ibushi. Thank you, councillors. I declare it carried. And do I need a... I'd like to now close the meeting at 7:47. Thank you. Gentlemen, drive home safely. And thank you for coming out on such a cool evening. Much appreciated.
Yes. We have the flux here, and we have also the internet.
Yes.
So we can use our
Still maybe.
Yes.
We should look at the procurement policy.
Could we resume within about a minute?